Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Peggy Cruz with the Helping Hand of Indianola. Helping hands here in Indianola, helping out local residents, especially come Thanksgiving and holiday time. What type of services does Helping Hands of Indianola provide?
Helping Hand has been around since 1982, and our mission is to provide services like food. We have food for people, and we have clothing and all that kind of things, household things that people need, and those are all free.
And you say it's free. I know a lot of residents around here rely on this come holiday time, Thanksgiving and Christmas time. What do people kind of come in and expect from Helping Hand here in Indianola?
Well, they expect to get food, but they need to have a referral if they want to get food. And there are several places you can get that. You can call and talk to us about that. We provide clothing, household items, and anything like that you would need, we would try to help you get it.
What type of help do you get from the community, and how thankful is Helping Hand and the rest of the community for that help?
We get food donations of all kinds from people. We get money from people. We're a partner of United Way in Des Moines, and the churches back us up a lot, too.
How could someone come help out if they wanted to, in terms of just, you know, hey, I want to give this holiday season. It is the season of giving, and I want to help out a little bit. Who should I contact, and where should I go?
You just should come to the east door of the Helping Hand, which is on First Street, and come in the door and say you want to help, and somebody will give you a job.
I know it's a very busy time around here. What time should I come around? Especially, I know this will play around Thanksgiving time. I'm sure you guys are all very busy and want to spend time with your families as well. What are the hours coming up in the next couple days and then for the rest of the holidays?
Before Thanksgiving, this is our last day. We will be gone. We'll be closed Thanksgiving Day and the Saturday following. We are usually open on Tuesdays from 12:30 to 2:30, and on Thursday mornings and Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I know Christmas time is coming up. Some people need that little bit of extra help. I'm assuming that spirit of giving goes all the way through Thanksgiving and into the Christmas time. So what are some of the things you need the most?
We need food. We're always glad to have food. We're also always glad to get money, and then we can purchase the things that we need at that particular time. There is a group called Operation Christmas that takes care of toys for children and that sort of thing.
I know we're kind of talking here, and it's a very busy time, about food deliveries, and just kind of talk about some of the success stories that you've seen from people coming in, getting food, and being able to provide good food and some presents as well for their kids on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, today we've been very busy. I don't really know how many people we've had, but it'll probably be close to 13 or 14 families. And we're just always glad to help anyone with a special need if it's something that we can help them with. And we're just always here all year long.
How did you get involved, and how do a lot of other people get involved with this? Because it is a volunteer. You do take time out, and it's just kind of a desire to help people.
The people who work here are all like to do this, or they wouldn't be here. And I've been here since before it started, and have been here for quite a few years.
If I wanted to come volunteer at Helping Hand in Indianola, how would I go about doing that?
Just, you can either call, or you can come here and fill out an application to be a volunteer, and then just come in the east door, and somebody will take care of you.
Thanks to Peggy Cruz for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.